Hi Gratitude Seeker, have you heard of Mood Plus? It's a supplement based on a clinically studied strain of bacteria that promotes mental well-being and stress resilience. Here's what Kelly had to say about it. I'm able to be more patient with my kids and have more clarity to make the many decisions I have to make every day. Find out more about the science behind Mood Plus by going to mood-plus.com. That's mud-plus.com and use promo code TRYMUD for a 15% discount or visit the link in the description.
It's funny. I always say, like, I'm so grateful to be older every year because there's just more wisdom. It's like wisdom with, you know, just keeps adding up. It's like a great wine, you know, it gets better and better each year. And I do think that.
Stay connected to gratitude. Hit the follow button right now and join thousands of listeners tuning in each week. We're the Gratitude Seekers. Come join us. Hi, Gratitude Seeker. Welcome to a new episode of the Gratitude Podcast. Today with us, we have a very interesting person. Her dreams were shattered when she was told she was too big to be a dancer. She had a serious food addiction due to stress of growing up with a father who suffered from PTSD and struggled financially. Being in a marriage that didn't feel right and feeling responsible for keeping her father alive, she became a hopeless empath, which led to her becoming sick, including thyroid failure. Her turning point was when she considered driving her car into a tree and end her life. She made the decision to reinvent her life, and Julie became a TV personality, a serial author, a TEDx speaker, a life design coach, and a global ambassador for major design brands, including Lululemon, Canyon Ranch, and Mind Body Green. She also directed the documentary Hungry for More, and her meditations have been downloaded over 100,000 times. Today with us, we have Julie Riesler. Welcome, Julie.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited and grateful to be here with you.
Awesome. Thank you for being here and for being so present. I really appreciate that about my guests. So let us know a little bit more about you that I failed to get into.
Well, I will. We just in knowing we have only a certain amount of time, I'll do the Cliff Notes version because there's, of course, you know, it's funny hearing like life boiled down in a few sentences. Although you did an amazing job, and that definitely hits the head on the nail. I think for me, what I think is really important, and this is sort of the area that I'm obsessed with, and then I love helping what I call big-hearted, high-achieving men and women with, is really learning to both love who you are, love yourself fully, and learning to listen and trust that deep inner wisdom, inner voice. And I did a lot of life kind of out of the lane of listening to myself, not having a lot of self love, care, respect for who I was. And I always joke that one of the books I wrote was called Get a PhD in You. And I said I had a PhD in people pleasing. I was really, really good at just making sure I could be whoever you wanted me to be. And in doing that, you know, it was well intended. I really lost sense of who I am. And the excavation process has been a really intensive, I would say, last close to 20 years. And I look at that day of wanting to drive into a tree. It's a true story. I was on the way to a support group meeting to handle and deal with and look at my binging and overeating and food addiction. And thank God I heard an inner voice that said, go to the meeting. Just go to the meeting and your life will change. I literally heard, if you go to the meeting, your life will change. And what I can say is that since then, that peeling back process, that learning of how to tune in, to listen, to move forward in life with that kind of inner divine presence and knowing has been one of the biggest gifts. I thank that darkness for waking me up. And today, you know, what I'm really obsessed with is helping anyone that feels like, you know, their light is turned off, anyone that feels like they're just, you know, not fully there and like something's missing. I know what that's like. And I also know, you know, that with things like gratitude, shifting the way you see things and really tuning in, getting quiet and listening, honoring yourself, learning to love who you are and who you're not. Those are treasures. And they've saved my life. They've changed my life. They transformed my life and have given me life. And that is so much of the passion that fuels who I am today and all that I'm here trying to do to help others really get who they are, get that we are each sacred beings. It's the way I look at it. So I'm grateful today. Gratitude is a huge part of my existence. I tune into it every single morning in a structured way. And I also try to do it as often as possible in a non-structured way. I talk out loud to myself. So anyhow, hopefully that fills in the gap a little bit to give a little more kind of sense of who I am. I'm grateful to be here. And I hope anything I say, my intention is always that, you know, at least whoever's listening gets at least something impactful that can help transform your life today. So that's where I'm coming from.
Beautiful. I think you've described it very well and very interesting. Like especially this part about how you came to this idea of becoming the USU, because we sometimes forget to be ourselves when we are surrounded by people and everyone might want us to be in a certain way. And how do we do that? How do we get back to who we are?
Exactly. It's interesting. I really feel like what I'm learning in my it's funny. I always say, like, I'm so grateful to be older every year because there's just more wisdom. It's like wisdom with, you know, just keeps adding up. It's like a great wine, you know, it gets better and better each year. And I do think that, you know, part of what is needed and called for in tuning into your best self, your authentic self, your truest you, your youest you, like you said, what I call it, is kind of the opposite of what our society and culture and world is telling us, which is to do more, right? Like we're always being shown people that are keeping track of goals and being productive and crushing it and doing things. And I'm not against that. I'm a fire sign. I am all about getting things done. However, you know, and I say that kind of laughing, like jokingly, although I do pretty much, I love everything I read about my sign. I'm like, wow, that is me to a T. So, you know, but I really think what's needed and what's being called for on a massive level, not just, you know, not just for me, not just for anyone listening, but like at a global level is really more of a, is more in the realm of being still, of that receptivity, of reflection, going within, getting quiet. It's actually the opposite. It's, you know, it can feel very frenzied to me. Like anyone listening is into social media or into, you know, TV and media, like there's a lot being thrown at us. And I really think becoming your USU, a big piece of that is learning to get still and quiet. You've got to be able to hear and listen and feel or sense, whatever your way of it, you know, intuiting is, you know, being still and meditating. I have a process. I have two books called Get a PhD in You. And I just broke it down. My joke was after I went through all of this meetings and recovery and support group and working with a therapist and a coach and a sponsor, I mean, like 50 grand of therapy and all of that. There was a day that I went to a support group and I came away with a friend and I said, my gosh, I feel like I just got a PhD in myself. Like I literally for once feel like I've got a sense. And so I have a really simple method. It's just PhD. I just liked the play on words. I think that we get PhD in topics and study everything but ourselves. So for me, you know, it's really looking at the past. What has worked well? What are your strengths? What are your gifts? Let's focus on where you've thrived, not where you suck and where you're doing well. And then bring that forward to the present. What is working well right now? What are you hearing? What are you seeing? What are you feeling? get really close to that present moment. So you're kind of carrying and harnessing the gifts of the past, you're bringing them to the present, and then designing your dreams, your desires for the future would be D. And so really going within, and I have a guided meditation to do that. And even if you don't have the meditation, it could just be listening to music or being still and really letting yourself imagine what do you want your life to feel like and be like 6 months, a year, 5 years from now. Let yourself really take the best of the best from the past, from who you are now, your strengths, your unique brilliance, and then create it going forward. That's not the only thing, but I think that's an important process because we often are in the past looking at what didn't work and how we screwed up. I know this very well myself, or we're looking into the future with fear and doubt. And so I can just tell you what's worked for me is kind of putting that on its head and looking at life and who you are, A, as a sacred and divine being, or whatever words work for you, as someone who's here with a purpose, with a passion. And then B, it's really, how do I tap into my gifts, what I came here to share? We all have them. Everyone listening, we all have them. We all have unique ones that, you know, Georgian, you have certain gifts that only you have, and I have certain gifts that only I have. And I believe really the goal is to listen and tune into them and then to live by those and share those. That I think would create a very, very different world, a very different place to live in if we were tuning into that way of being. And notice I said being and not doing, even though I often get caught up in the doing, you know, the human doing versus the human being. So yeah, that's a little bit on where you can start.
Mood Plus, the supplement I told you about at the start of the show, contains a unique strain of inactivated bacteria originally isolated from mud or soil called M. vaccae. This comes from new research and it isn't a probiotic. But what does it do? This bacteria has been shown to promote mental well-being, stress resilience, anxiety resilience, and also boosting mood through its interaction with our immune system and its helpful effects on inflammation. It works because in the past, humans had far greater exposure to these kinds of bacteria before our modern sanitary living. Researchers call these good bacteria our old friends and are finding that they may have played a key role in regulating our immune system, gut health, and even mental health. Mood Plus safely reintroduces your body to these beneficial bacteria. Get your Mood Plus now. Go to mood-plus.com. That's mud-plus.com and use code TRYMUD for 15% discount, or visit the link in the description and use the discount code TRYMUD. Spend more time outside with fresh air in your lungs and healthier habits in your schedule by eliminating the hassle of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up after each meal. Stress-free eating is just one click away this spring. Factor's delicious meals range from calorie smart, keto, protein plus, to vegan and veggie, and they're ready in just 2 minutes. Customize your weekly meals with the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages, to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. Head to factormeals.com/gratitude50 and use code gratitude50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's gratitude50 at factormeals.com/gratitude50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Yeah, sure, share. Many of the things, of the perspectives that you just shared. For instance, the fact that it's very important to look in the past and see those things, like be grateful for the things in which you, at which you were great, and appreciate yourself for your accomplishments and for the qualities that you had in certain moments, because that actually helps us see them. Otherwise, we just think about experiences from the past and we think, how stupid was I to do that, or I don't know, all kinds of things of this nature. that aren't really helping us in getting to a better place, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, and I think you brought up something really, really important, which is, I mean, I see a gratitude as kind of like, it's almost like the magic wand or the thing, the elixir. Like when you use the ingredient of gratitude, let's say, you know, it's like you're making a soup, you're making a dish. Like if you forget salt, usually it's really missing something, or, you know, that primary ingredient. To me, it's really that one of the most important ingredients that activates whatever you're thinking about being grateful for. It activates it in a way that it kind of acts in this way that it makes it, I feel like even more, there's even more appreciation and gratitude. And then what I've seen is, you know, like attracts like, even more comes from that. I also think, and I don't know if you'd noticed, I'd said it earlier, but even to just be grateful, sometimes you need a little perspective. Sometimes, I know for me, I just had this recently. I do a lot of reflection and journaling, and I was looking at a thought that I had about myself. It was around worthiness. And I realized, oh my gosh, this thought, like this feeling I've had, it probably started somewhere in childhood relating to my dad. And, you know, he struggled with a lot of financial issues and an undiagnosed attention deficit disorder and PTSD from being in Vietnam in the military. I mean, just a lot of, he is a wonderful dad. And there was a lot of like under that sadness. And I picked up a lot of it and I took it on as my own. And it took a while, but I had this feeling of gratitude because I'd seen it and I could thank that experience for helping to give me that fuel for who I am today. And so, you know, I think using gratitude, when you can step back and observe and say, okay, you know what? I really wish that that had not happened with my dad, or, you know, whatever the circumstances, but being able to add gratitude for what the lesson is, that can change the entire experience and your entire way of interpreting it. So, I mean, for me, gratitude, and I know you're all about this, it's it's this elixir, you know, and I think when you use it, you know, you don't have to use it sparingly, like use it as much as you want. It never goes bad. It never runs out. I mean, it just keeps... To me, it's when in doubt, go to gratitude.
Wonderful. Wonderful. I totally share that belief. And I think it's a very interesting and important point you got to. Basically, gratitude empowers us in those situations in which we might feel like a victim. We might feel that life happened to us and there's nothing for us to do about it, and we were just born this way, and that's it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I a quick memory came up. Is it okay to? I can share really, really quickly.
Sure.
It has to, you know. I remember I've gone through college. Not everyone does. I ended up going to college, and halfway through, I loved where I went to school. It was in upstate New York. Just beautiful, just campus community. I loved my courses. I mean, I'm like a one of those nerds. I love to learn. I love school. I could be in school. If I could be in school the rest of my life, I see life as a school. You know, I love learning. Yeah. So I was like in love with everything to do with my experience at this university. And, you know, my mom called me and basically said, this is, I think, my beginning of my junior year. And she's like, look, Julie, you know, unfortunately, dad's out of a job again. His business folded. I mean, this was like, I heard this many times. You were not going to be able to send you back. Like, I didn't have enough financial aid at that point. I was working, I think, three jobs. I'm not kidding. I had three jobs on top of school, and that didn't cover it. And they, you know, she's like, we can't afford it. And it was really upsetting. Like, even just thinking about it makes me want to cry. I was like, okay, that is not an option. And I dug within and, you know, we were very lucky. I just said, okay, what are the options? Who in our life might be able to help, or like, and where can I be grateful for this experience? And I just had this memory or all of a sudden I said to my mom, you know, I had this amazing relative, a great aunt who's extremely generous, who, you know, her husband had a very successful business, and she gave a lot to charity and did a lot to help humanity. And I just thought, you know, this is uncomfortable, but I could ask her, you know, as a loan. And let me just tell you, it was an enormous amount of money. I'd never done anything like that. I was 19 years old. And I'll tell you what, I called her out of the blue. I had not seen her in 10 years. And it's like literally one of the most uncomfortable moments in my life. But I called her and I just said, listen, I want to share with you, you know, this is what's going on. I'm in love with school. You know, if there's any way you can loan me the money, it would just, I can't even tell you the difference it would make. And she ended up loaning me the money and I paid her back. I'm not kidding. After like during school, after school, I think it was like $100 a month. That's what I could do. And I started to up it. And then, she, 3-4 years after I graduated, she said, Julie, I don't want you to pay me back anymore. It's a gift. And here's the other thing. I was so grateful to her anyhow, and I was planning to pay it. I didn't know how, but it brought me really close to her and an entire part of my family. I really didn't know all of my second cousins. So because of this experience, it was so uncomfortable, embarrassing, humiliating. I felt like sick to my stomach, but it was such a gift. And it brought family into my life that I'm now close with. And I learned, you know, and had gratitude for someone who's so generous. So such gifts came out of that, that did not feel like that at the moment. Let me tell you, uncomfortable. So anyhow, just an experience that I think highlights that.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing that, because I can totally relate. It's so interesting how we have these experiences in which we are in a situation where we really, really need help and we are vulnerable, and somehow we get the courage to ask someone for help. And it's not very easy, because usually these kinds of situations are have to do with that part which is hard for us to ask for help in, you know, like if it's about money or about help with moving things or physical things. And it's so interesting how grateful we get to feel once we do that, and once we get that help and we get that problem solved, even though in that moment it really isn't something that we can really believe in, like with all of our hearts. It's something like that we are a bit afraid of, a bit, like you said, a bit sick to our stomach, and it's very on the edge. And the beautiful part is that the gratitude that usually comes from that is like, wow.
Yeah, exactly. You said it beautifully. Yeah, it was profound. It also gave me this sense of, you know, don't take no necessarily as an answer. If you really have a strong desire and you believe in it, there's always a way. It may present itself differently than you think. And there's a way, and there's a way that often leads to even greater, you know, connection and significance and beauty than you would imagine. So it was a very powerful lesson for me.
We're all grateful for having a roof over our heads and love the comfort it brings us. So we spend a lot of time indoors. Actually, did you know that Americans spend an average of 90% of their time indoors and take about 20,000 breaths a day? Unfortunately, the quality of the air inside is 2 to 5 times more polluted than outdoor air, according to EPA. With that in mind, I love having my windows open as much as possible to let fresh air in. But with the noise and air pollution, it's not always possible to do so. Thankfully, Air Doctor offers us an alternative that's quiet and efficient. It's the air purifier that caught the attention of CNN, ABC, Money, and many more. Air Doctor filters out 99.99% of dangerous contaminants and allergens such as pollen, pet dander, dust mite, mold, and even bacteria and viruses, so our lungs don't have to. Even more so, Air Doctor comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So if you don't love it, just send it back for a refund minus shipping. Head to airdoctorpro.com and use promo code GRATITUDE, and depending on the model, you'll receive up to 39% off or up to $300 off. Exclusive to podcast customers, you will also receive a free 3-year warranty on any unit. which is an additional $84 value. Lock this special offer by going to airdoctorpro.com. That's AirDoctorPro.com and use promo code gratitude.
Yeah, beautiful, beautiful. And I love that we got to this point, because it's one of those things that that give us a lot of gratitude and a great opportunity for gratitude. Because usually when we think about gratitude, we think about other people and how they made the difference. But sometimes we have to let them make a difference in our life, you know, like if we are like too in a certain extreme and we think that we can do everything ourselves, it can be really hard to ask for help and to get to be grateful for people. But when we have a little bit of courage and humility and just openness to ask for help in different situations, these kinds of things happen. I'm not saying that they happen all the time, but yeah, when these things happen, they are just amazing.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Good. So I wanted to get to another part about gratitude with you. When did you discover gratitude first? Like, you may have known about the concept for a while, but do you remember the first time that you felt grateful?
Ooh, that's a really good question. I mean, I'm laughing because it's always about food with me. And one of my first, I have a lot of memories of one thing I did. I was very great. I'm very grateful for and knew this growing up. I grew up with a lot of love and, you know, kindness. My parents were very, very loving towards me. And I felt that early on. I'm very grateful. And I think I knew that. Of course, one of my first memories, and this is so funny, in the documentary that I did on, recovering from food addiction, and it's called Hungry for More, I actually have this scene and it came up right away. So I'm going to go with it. One of the moments I remember being so grateful was, this was like, I think one of my first days in nursery school. I grew up in the Boston area, and my dad, it was like a crisp autumn day, and my dad took me to nursery school. I had my favorite stuffed animal, which I still have, by the way. It's an elephant, not a bear. It's a little elephant. I just remember holding it. I was wearing like a dress, and of course we went to get donuts. And I think I got two chocolate sprinkled donuts. I don't know why he let me eat two donuts when I was four, but that's okay. But it's such a profound memory. It's so funny because I can remember just a lot of joy and gratitude and love and obviously donuts, and I had my favorite animal and I had my best friend at nursery school. So it's a pretty high point moment when I was little. That's the first memory that I can like zoom in on. There were others, many others too. But I grew up with a mom who openly also struggled with, you know, emotional overeating, food addiction. She was in a support group when I was like 9 or 10. And, you know, at that time it was really not that cool at all to be into this personal development stuff. So she had the gratitude journal, the abundance, I think it was like, I forget what it's called. It's the book about simple abundance. She was very into Louise Hay, who was all about gratitude. So I kind of was raised with Louise Hay and these incredible, you know, thought leaders that were talking about, look, you can change your life with gratitude. And you know, she would have me look in the mirror. It was like a Saturday Night Live spoof, but she did this. She would have me look in the mirror, hug myself and say, I'm grateful for you. I love you. And I thought it was so hoaxy and cheesy and I hated it, but the seed was planted and it was actually a gift that later on I was like, oh, that's actually very wise. So I'm lucky in that way, even when things felt really off and rough and not great internally. I did have this foundation. They planted, you know, the soil was rich with kind of seeds of gratitude and knowing that that would make a difference. So, yeah, that's kind of, as I got older, I was lucky to have that.
That's such a beautiful memory. And there are so many, like
tips and tricks if we are aware of them in what you just said. I think it's a great way of educating children about gratitude, even if they say or they feel that it might be cheesy right now. In 10 or 20 years or something, they might actually really appreciate those seeds, and they might grow into something beautiful, as is the case with Julie here. And yeah, I think it's a wonderfully simple experience that you just shared that makes us think about what we are grateful in our life and the things that we can appreciate, and the fact that they don't need to be something like really big that needs to happen in order for us to be grateful. And I think that's a really beautiful and inspiring story. So thank you for that.
Absolutely. Can I add one thing to what you just said? Because I think something's really important. I just noticed I have this inner voice that's gotten very loud, and I was like, oh, that's so right on what you said, which is, and this is something, and again, I think a lot of us are very in tune with these, you know, big wins and hitting the milestone, and I'm gonna, you know, partying and celebrating when you do X, Y, and Z that's really big. And I've actually learned, I'm learning, it's not like I've figured this all out, but I think learning to appreciate and celebrate whatever, especially those small little moments that can go unnoticed. What I've been really seeing is that when you can start making it a practice to notice, like, you know, getting into a car, there you go, that's one, you know, the tree, we're in the time of leaves falling and changing. Mm-hmm. Any, the more you can get into that, just noticing those small moments, I really think that increases life happiness and joy and presence. And I think it could be counterintuitive, counterculture at times, because we're so attuned to, you know, being grateful for the big, big, big milestones and wins, and it's actually the smaller ones. So I love what you just said, and it made me think about, you know, this whole idea that what you appreciate appreciates. And I have seen that in my own life and with clients I work with, people I connect with. It's just, it's beautiful. The more you can tune into the small moments, those little moments, it's like, that to me is where you start seeing the magic of life.
Mood Plus, the supplement I told you about at the start of the show, contains a unique strain of inactivated bacteria originally isolated from mud or soil called M. vaccae. This comes from new research and it isn't a probiotic. But what does it do? This bacteria has been shown to promote mental well-being, stress resilience, anxiety resilience, and also boosting mood through its interaction with our immune system and its helpful effects on inflammation. It works because in the past, humans had far greater exposure to these kinds of bacteria before our modern sanitary living. Researchers call these good bacteria our old friends and are finding that they may have played a key role in regulating our immune system, gut health, and even mental health. Mood Plus safely reintroduces your body to these beneficial bacteria. Get your Mood Plus now. Go to mood-plus.com. That's mud-plus.com and use code TRYMUD for 15% discount, or visit the link in the description and use the discount code TRYMUD. Spend more time outside with fresh air in your lungs and healthier habits in your schedule by eliminating the hassle of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up after each meal. Stress-free eating is just one click away this spring. Factor's delicious meals range from calorie smart, keto, protein plus, to vegan and veggie, and they're ready in just 2 minutes. Customize your weekly meals with the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks and beverages, to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. Head to factormeals.com/gratitude50 and use code gratitude50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's gratitude50 at factormeals.com/gratitude50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Exactly. I think there's a quote from Einstein that says something like, you can look at life as if everything is a miracle or as if nothing is a miracle.
Yeah.
And this works perfectly in this case. And I think it's a really beautiful way of looking at life and making a choice. Like, how do I want to live my life? Like, nothing is a miracle or like everything is a miracle. So it's really up to us how we choose to live and how we choose to see life. But since we're getting to the end of our time together, I wanted to ask you about the people in your life. Like, who were the people that made the difference in your life and that you're grateful for, that you would love to mention?
All right. Well, I know I'm going to try to keep this short. I have a long, long list, but you know, I would say some of those that are not on this planet anymore, like Louise Hay and Wayne Dyer, honestly have been huge inspirations and part of my growth and development. My first sponsor in recovery program, Paula, my mom, who's the most positive person on the planet. I feel like I have so many dear friends that are, you know, just that you know, my best friend Meg, I've known since I was 5, who's always seen the light. Yeah, just, and you know, my husband Heath, who's always reflects the best of me. And frankly, I feel like people that I haven't met yet, like truly like Oprah, who I grew up with and just watched her go from her story of, you know, poverty and abuse to where she is. She's a light for me and so many others. And then I'm grateful to myself for tuning into my best self and, you know, what I call my meest me. Like, I really am grateful that I decided to, well, I'm beyond grateful I decided to go to that meeting and not end it. And and obviously, you know, so many of those that are just, that have been a stand for me and for my best and that have shown what, you know, my great aunt who helped me through college. There's so many, I can't even name them all. Probably the two biggest teachers are my two children. I have two children and I would say the gratitude for experiencing that is beyond measure, no words. And really grateful to be here today. I hope this added value. I hope anyone that tunes in, you know, got some inspiration or wisdom or something that spoke to them. That's always, again, my intention is to make an impact and help people to be more awake and love their lives and be grateful. So thank you, George. And this has been fun, really fun.
My pleasure. And I think you got to a very interesting point that, I think it's very important for all of us to be grateful for ourselves as well, like for the fact that we, for instance, when it comes to the gratitude seekers, that they chose to spend this time with us and spend this time focusing on gratitude and listening to inspiring stories about gratitude. I think it's an amazing thing to choose that for yourself. And this is just an example of what we can be grateful for when it comes to ourselves. And sometimes we need that recognition, that appreciation, and we don't get it as much as we want sometimes. And it's very amazing to be able to give it to ourselves, and very powerful.
Absolutely. So important. Probably the most important thing I believe each of us can do is to really get, you know, we live with ourselves the rest of our life, is to get, you know, how much of a sacred being you are, I am, mistakes and all, there's no perfection anyhow, but really getting that, I think that deep gratitude for just, what is it, like 1 in 14 trillion chances of being alive, it's something crazy like that to me. I mean, you just say that, it's like, there's no, drop the mic there. Like, I've got gratitude to last me the rest of my life. Like, I'm one of 14 trillion. You're one of 14 trillion possibilities. So, you know, it's remembering that. And that's a lot of what I've been working on, is remembering that and living that from that place. Very different.
Amazing. Yeah. I really didn't think about that much, but when I heard it from you, it made a lot of sense that this is really a unique gift. And like the probability of us being alive is very slim, and we are here, and just the fact that we are here is something amazing.
Yeah.
So let our audience know where they can find you, where they can get in touch.
Sure. Yeah. The easiest way to find me, I have a website, which is just my name. It's julieriesler.com, and it's spelled R-E-I-S-L-E-R. You'll probably have that. You can find me. I also actually have about, 10 or 15 now meditations, courses, insight classes on Insight Timer, which is a beautiful free meditation app. And there's just a ton of different, anything you want around gratitude, self-love, confidence, energy healing. I've got a lot there. And if you go to insighttimer.com/Julie Riesler or look me up. I'm on social media. If you just look up my name, you'll find me. I kept it really simple. And for anyone who would like to do a little more diving into getting a PhD in yourself, I do have a free book for anyone who is interested. You don't have to, of course, but if you just go to julieriesler.com/free book, then you get a copy of my first book, Get a PhD in You. And it's really, really, really interactive. Lots and lots of questions and activities. And I made it so that it's a working book. You use it to work through your life and create your best life.
Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you so much for being here with us and for sharing your stories and your gratitude. Thank you.
Thank you so much. This has been a gift, and I appreciate you and what you're doing, and I'm grateful for you.
Thank you. Hey, Gratitude Seeker, thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this interview. I really appreciate it. And if you could think of one person that would also benefit from it, share it with them. It might actually be the inspiration that they need to make their day or maybe even their life much better. Thank you so much once again. This has been Georgian Benta. Don't forget to keep seeking and spreading gratitude.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Are you experiencing more lack in your life than you used to? Unfortunately, some things are not in our control, but we can control how we see them. Join me on a 7-week journey from lack to abundance through gratitude. Go to georgianbenta.com/abundancecourse. That's georgianbenta.com/abundancecourse to join me now.